No one can say May Grant didn't do her best. You heard her in the visitor's room of the City Women's Prison. You heard her do her best to explain to her husband, tear her heart out in an effort to dispel his bitterness, in a frantic effort to explain the reason she substituted Dolly for their daughter who died just after birth, was not to hurt Bill, but to save him from hurt. But Anna B. Hurley had chosen just the right moment to inform Bill Grant the child he'd thought his daughter was not his daughter. And hurt feelings, hurt pride, confusion, distrust, all ran so fast through Bill's mind that nothing May said seemed to touch him. Even the fact she was in jail, charged with murder, seemed unimportant. Well, it's about 10 minutes after the close of our last episode. As in the streets, outside the City Women's Prison, we hear...
You're all right, Chief.
What's that, Donna?
You're close enough to the curb.
Oh, thank you. You have that photo on Kitty DiCarlo?
Oh, boy, I'm guarding it with my life.
Keep guarding it that way. Might help save us a lot of trouble.
Well, it could save May Grant from being indicted. If Prosecutor Apps will take a look at it.
We'll look at it if I have to tie him to a chair.
Prosecutor Apps wouldn't like that, Mr. Mason. Harry?
Huh?
Coming down the steps at the entrance.
What?
Isn't that Bill Grant?
What? Yes, it is. I thought he'd still been talking to May.
Look at his face.
What?
He didn't want us there. I remember to be just between May and himself.
Let me talk to him, Della. Don't get him riled up. If he's in the kind of mood I think he's in, you can't tell what he might do.
You know what I'd like you to
do? Let me do the talking. Bill! Bill!
Oh, Tyson.
You didn't spend very much time with May.
Long enough.
Oh?
Long enough to learn what a woman could do to a man's life.
I don't understand.
And I wouldn't know where to start to explain. Except... well gone, Mr. Mason. All the love, all the faith, the trust, all the hope
you think it is.
Gone, Mr. Mason, I tell you, it's gone. She killed it just as you... just as you'd kill a person. Ought to be a punishment for killing a person inside.
Now you're one big hurt.
Yes.
So, of course, you want to run away.
I've got nothing to run from.
Seems to me that you have. It seems to me that you are.
Look, Mr.
Oh, yes,
no,
you have. You have because of what you just did.
I?
Didn't you know that when you walked out of the visitor's room, as you must have walked out of it, you signed your own wife's death warrant?
Ah, oh, that's ridiculous.
I don't think you'll find it so.
But listen,
I'm not talking sentimental guff, romantic nonsense. And if you'll stop and think, you'll realize
it. Oh, you leave me alone and stop badgering me.
Bill, a woman's life is at stake.
Well, I don't see it.
Because you don't want to see it. Because you deliberately won't see it. I think you know that May loves you. I think you understand the only reason she got into this mess is because she loves you. She loves you and didn't want to see you hurt. Loves you and has tried to protect you from the time in that nursing home when your baby died and she took Dory instead, to the time she took Dory and ran away. She was trying to protect you. And now what is she going to get for it? She's going to die in the electric chair.
Oh.
You hear what I said?
Yes, I heard.
Just don't believe it. You'd better start believing it, because it's going to happen. Unless you help prevent it.
Well, you said she was innocent. Innocent people don't die in the electric chair.
It has happened, and there's tremendous circumstantial evidence against your wife. It will take all I can do. More important, all May can do to clear her. From what I know of her, she won't put up much of a fight now. She won't feel she has a reason to fight.
Oh, I don't see that's my fault.
Then there's the press. When it comes out that you have turned against your wife...
I haven't turned against her, man. I... Look, I can't help
you. You could help it if you were willing to see the truth.
You do things your way, Mr. Mason. I'll do them my way. You do what you think is right, and I'll do what I think is right. Oh, and incidentally, speaking of what's right...
Yes?
If it hadn't been for me, you'd never have gone looking for me and Dory.
That's correct.
It must have incurred a great deal of expense. So I'd appreciate it if you'd have Miss Street send me a statement.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes, it's all I'm going to say right now.
Without you in May's corner, without your active help, without your love to give her something to fight for, I don't believe May will even want to put up a fight.
Will you please see that I get a statement at once, Miss Street?
guess I'll see to it.
You see, I don't believe it's as serious as you say, Mr. Mason, and even if it is, I have to be fair. May lied to me. She cheated me, and what's the use? I'm not even going to try to explain my side of it or how I feel or... Just send in a statement, please.
You'll get it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go inside and see if I can undo some of the harm that you have done. I'll go inside and see what kind of a fight I can plan for your wife. The woman you were sentenced to death because you refused to see the truth.
You'd have met a great actor, Mr. Mason. A great tragedian, but you're playing to the wrong audience. You don't bring any tears to my eyes.
And that is that.
Glad you told me to keep my mouth shut.
Yes.
Because I'd have given him an earful.
I'm sure.
How a man who said he loved a woman can be so blind, so...
Emotions are strange things, Bella. They make people do strange things.
Hmm. Want to go in?
Yes. Yes, emotions are very strange. But unless Bill Grant's emotions do a turnabout, I think he has signed his wife's death warrant.
It's 10 minutes later now. Perry and Bella and May are in the conference room. And as May Grant boldly tries to fight off her shocked hurt, prepares to give her lawyer the first full story in all its details as she knows them, in Bill Grant's office we hear... Yes?
Mr. William Grant?
Yes?
This is Assistant District Attorney Frederick Abt. I
don't think you and I have anything to discuss, Mr. Abt.
Oh, now, that's where you're wrong, Mr. Grant.
Look, I'm very busy.
A man who wants to do the right thing is never too busy to do it. A man who wants to right a wrong is never too busy to right that wrong.
I don't understand you.
A man who's been buffeted about, lied to, cheated as you've been cheated.
Oh.
I don't know how much you know about the law, Mr. Grant.
Nothing.
But I assure you, the law offers you redress. How would you like to come over to my office for just a few moments, Mr. Grant? Let me explain. I, like you, am a man of goodwill. As the husband of May Grant, you cannot be forced to testify against her. But as an upright citizen, Mr. Grant, as a man who suffered indignities...
Well, what do you want to say, Mr. Abt?
I've said it. I'd like you to come to my office. Sit down and talk this whole thing over with me.
You mean you'd like me to testify to the state?
If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out.
You think my testimony would be important?
I don't believe in empty loyalties, Mr. Grant.
What does that mean?
A woman who pretends to be a wife and then besmirches that sacred office to cheat the man she... On top of which, if you'd like to come to my office, I can show you, I can prove beyond a doubt Mrs. Grant is a murderess. Mr. Grant, did you hear what I said?
Huh? Yes.
And?
What about signing a death warrant?
What was that?
Wouldn't that amount to signing May's death warrant?
It would amount to Spartan justice. It would be a great blow for the right and the truth against sentimentality. If your wife is innocent, she'll go free. And besides, a visit to my office won't commit you. Would you like to talk it over, Mr. Grant?
How soon?
Now.
I'll be right over.
Good. I'll expect you. I'll be waiting. Goodbye, Mr. Grant.
Mason was right. Our emotions do drive us to do strange things. But how far do you think Bill Grant's hurt pride can drive him? Do you think he'll really go to the prosecutor's office? And if he does... But by all means, join us on Monday.